message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
In Jesus' name. Did you come with your Bibles this morning? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Open your Bibles to Romans chapter 1, verse 16. And then the other ones we'll read as we go along. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Before the end of July, there's somebody here who will get a big testimony. A harvest that has been pending will be due before the last day of July in the name of Jesus. A harvest is being pending. It will be delivered before the last day of July by the authority in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation. This is the part I like. For everyone. For everyone. Who believes? For the Jews first, and also for the Greek. For in it, in the gospel of Christ, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. And as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Turn to your neighbor and say, the just shall live by faith. Tell them it's you God is talking about. God is calling you to live by faith. Praise the Lord. About 5 weeks ago, we began this series that we call The Just Shall Live by Faith. And so today is the fifth installment. And today we are going into the sub-theme, flourishing financially in times like this. Flourishing financially in times like this. Basically, what we are saying is faith for finances. If the just shall live by faith, for the just to enjoy financial abundance in a time like this, the just will need to bring their faith to bear in their finances. Do you understand? So it's financial, but it's faith. Faith for finances. How do you exercise faith to make sure that you are not in lack, even in season like this? The first thing I want to say is that this season, this is not the first time a season like this will happen on us. In fact, a brother reminded us some days ago that there was a time subsidy was removed, not the real subsidy, but fuel price increased, and the increase was more than this in percentage. And we survived. Now, if you look at human history, depression comes and goes. Depression comes and goes. Economic recessions comes and goes. It's cyclical. It's not new. You go back to the Bible, you hear, and there was a famine after the other famine. So tough times comes and goes, comes and goes, comes and goes. That is why wise people say tough times don't last, but tough people last. And so what we have right now will pass. Somebody say it will pass. But in this season, how do you live? In this season, what should you do? How do you exercise faith to stay on top? To stay on top. Because what the enemy will want for us now, especially the church, is to go under. It's to go under. And you will notice now that a lot of people are angry, a lot of people are not happy, and then they get very, very angry quickly and curse you out, and all kinds of things are happening. Husbands and wives, they fight more now. Why? It has to do with money. And because God is concerned with every aspect of our life, he wants us to bring faith to bear in every aspect of our life. So faith for finances is what we are really discussing today. Flourishing financially in times like this. Let me put a caveat. It is possible for everybody to be a billionaire. It is possible for everybody to be a millionaire, but not everybody will be. Not everybody will be. Why? When it comes to money and the giftings of God, your capacity and your faithfulness and your ability will come to play. But what God wants for all his children is that whatever level you are in, be grateful and make sure you don't lack bread because he's with you. And so you hear the psalmist says, I was young and I am old. I have never seen the righteous beg for bread. And he says that if you have clothing, if you have clothing, if you have shelter, be satisfied. You are not supposed to envy another man's millions. You are not supposed to envy another man's billions. So this teaching is not to make everybody a billionaire, even though everybody can become. But the idea is that God does not want any of his children to lack bread. God wants you at least to eat. Maybe not a square meal, but a meal. We don't even know where they got the square from. Something is three times and it is square. We don't know how it became square. Do you get it? So in seasons like this, how does faith help us to live financially, abundantly, in the face of all that is happening? I said yesterday or day before yesterday, I saw that the dollar has gone to 780 already. Somebody told me last night that everything they were checking, they were doing certain statistics, and all household commodities in the last 1 year, they have risen by at least 100%. Grand square bread is 1,002 ahead. So how does a child of God live in this time? Listen carefully. I want you to know that nothing that is happening is taking God by surprise. In his word and in the gospel, there are sure proof principles to take care of this. So we are going practical. We are going practical. We will pray and we will fast and we will do the principles and put them together. And no matter what happens, like we said, no matter how the economy of the jungle turns around, the lion will never eat grass. Somebody say, I'm ready. So what are the things that God has put in his word that will take an act on and in this season be financially buoyant no matter what is happening? Number one is the ability to hear God. The ability to hear God. This is going to be foundational. The ability to hear God. Hearing God. This is a time that you must unclog your ears. You must unclog your ears. Whatever you need to do to hear God, you need to do it. If you need to come to the church office or go online and get all the messages on how to hear God or hearing God, you need to do it because it is in his hearing that you will be directed to where your food is. It is in his hearing that you will be directed to where your money is. You must hear God. So the number one on our list this morning is hearing from God. Hearing from God. When you hear from God and you do what God says, what did we call it? Faith. What did we say faith is? Faith is hearing God, believing what you have heard, and acting on what you have heard to show that you believe. And when you do that, results abound. Isaac is our major case. The Bible says there was a famine in the land beside the other famine. That means famine times. Isaac took on a natural method of escaping famine. He wanted to japa. But the only blessing that Isaac had was that Isaac could hear God. And so while he was processing his visa, he heard, do not go anywhere. And so he dropped his passport and stayed. And then he heard what to do and did. And the Bible says in the same year, right in the face of famine, without jackbarring, prospered and continued to prosper until the Philistines began to envy him. Somebody say, hearing God is the cure. No matter how tight things are, God knows where the resources are. And if you can hear him, he will tell you, turn to the left, turn to the right. And there will be food there. Hearing God. So Isaac did that in Genesis 26. Go home and read all of it. Wanted to jackpot, God said, no. Food is not abroad. Food is everywhere. Another time, Jesus and the disciple they were back on their taxes. Like somebody who is here right now. NEPA bill is piling. School fees is piling. Electricity is NEPA, she? Water bill is piling. Madam has been waiting, expecting for you to say something. School has resumed. Landlord has started passing in front of the house again. Without saying anything. He's not saying anything yet. He's just passing. Bills are piling. And so the disciples came to Jesus and said, our taxes, we are still owing. And Jesus says, go to the water. Pick out the first fish. Open the mouth. And open the mouth, and there was money there. Ability to hear God. Ability to hear God. So one way that we are going to be on top right now is our ability to hear God. And whatever you need to do to improve in that area, do it. Do it. In John chapter 2, the mother of Jesus said, there is scarcity of wine. But let me give you an idea. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. And then he began to speak. Fill the water pots with water. Draw it out. Take it to the master of ceremony. Ability to hear. Many years ago, I've used this, so some of you are bored with it now, but I'll keep using it. One of our pastors in this church who came to Abuja to succeed in printing business. After 11 years in this city, all his contract that he has ever did in this city, as at that time, the highest was about 300,000. And then he hears people talk about, I did a business of 1 million. He said, what is happening? Me, won't I ever do a business of 1 million? Began to worry God. And God heard him. And then one day he was sitting in his office. Somebody said, ability to hear. And the Holy Spirit said, get up. He got up. The Holy Spirit said, go out. He went out. The Holy Spirit said, stand by this car. He stood there. One of the plazas in town. He stood there. This is more than 16 years ago. He stood there. Then he began to feel foolish. And so sometimes instructions from God will sound foolish. If you are wise, stay there. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of men. Stood there. As he was about to disobey to go, the Holy Spirit said, stand. So he stood. And then suddenly the door of the plaza opened. A lady came out. And that lady owned the car he was standing by. And the lady came and smiled. And they both smiled. And said, what do you do? Oh, I meant to print it. Oh, do you have your card? Yes, this is my card. That was it. In the evening, he got a call. Can you please come to Soso office by 10 or 9 tomorrow? The next day he went there. He told us that he did not spend 15, 20 minutes in that office. He came out with his first ever 1.1 million naira contract. It's a place to clap. It's a place to clap. It's a place to clap. Ability to hear. So hearing God is important in this season. Unclog your ears. Ask God, open my ears to hear. Open my heart to understand and give me the grace to obey. And if you do that in this season, I can tell you, you will not lack. Say amen. Amen. The Bible says there was famine. There was drought, great drought. And God spoke to a prophet, get out, go to the brook. Cherit, if you go there, I will feed you. He went there, he got food. When the food there was finished, he said, get up, go to the widow. God always knows where the money is. And he will not stop from telling his children to go there. But can you hear when he says, do you have pride if the instruction looks like it is demeaning to you? If what he's telling you to do is beneath you? So hearing God is number one. Number two is the capacity in this season to cut cost, to cut cost. Somebody will say, how is cutting cost equal to faith? Cutting cost is equal to faith because cutting cost is God's formula. You cannot live anyhow like the way you used to live in this season. Because the income is not like it used to be. Ephesians 5:15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. He said you should walk as a wise man, not as a foolish person. Walk as a wise man, not as a foolish person. Be circumspect. Proverbs 21:17 says, he who loves pleasure will be poor. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. This is not the time to be pursuing pleasure. Pursuing pleasure up and down. When you hear the word of God, that is wisdom if you apply it. And if you apply it, that is faith. We're talking about faith for finances. This is a time to wisely cut cost. Now, let me put a caveat. There are some people here, this particular one may not make sense to you. It's not a must-do for you. Why? Because God has brought you to a place right now where your income far outweighs your expenditure. So this may not make sense. Oh, yes, there are some people that can't spend their income. What comes in for them in a month, they are not able to finish it. So this part may not occur to them. And it is important for you to know that as we sit in church, we are different capacities. We are different capacities. Don't be a fool trying to live like other people. I have friends, what they give to their wife as pocket money in a month is what my entire family earns in many months. If I am foolish and I want to live like them, I will die. Make you no con kill yourself. Are you getting it? Anointings are different. They may not be able to preach as I can preach, but when it comes to Pali, if I want to live like them, I will just die. One day I was gisting with a young man in this church. Young man is 30-something. He said, by the grace of God, at the end of the month, when we go to Zone 5 and we return, I have 10 million every 30 days. I said, praise the Lord. That is how to live. Praise the Lord. 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 We are in a multitude. But this wisdom is universal. You pick the one that belongs to you. Pick the one that belongs to you. So one wisdom, faith for this season, is cutting cost. And in order to cut cost and be effective, you must keep track of your spending. If you don't know what you are spending, how are you even going to keep track and cut? You must keep track of your spending. I want you to know that what we have discovered in the body of Christ is not that God is not sending money to different people. But because they don't even know what is coming, their lifestyle of carelessness, they blow it. It's until somebody is able to help them to track it. Then I say, you mean in this 1 month, 300,000 has passed through my hands? And this is last day of the month. I don't have 10,000. So something is wrong. Something is wrong somewhere. So in this season, faith for finances requires that you keep track of your spending, that you live by a budget. Live by a budget. Live by a budget. I hate it too, but I'm preaching it because it's helping me now. Live by a budget. I'm not the one that does it. My wife does it. I just give her the money. I don't have the capacity for budget. Thank God, she's my helper. Live by a budget. Pool resources. Learn to pool resources. For example, there may be 5 friends here this morning. 5 of you came from the same estate. And 5 of you came to church with 5 cars. It's foolishness. Five of you can come with 1 car today. Next Sunday, come with the other person's car. Next Sunday, come with the other person's car. Next Sunday, come with the other person's car. You have each saved fuel. And then that money can go into something else. You pool resources. You pool resources. Wisdom in this time means that you should have a roommate. All this going around begging people for house rent, only you feeling big in one house. If you get roommates, you share the burden. It's wisdom for this time. Two are better than one. It's God's wisdom. Why? If they put their labor together, the reward will be more. At this time, check your accommodation. Do you need to scale down? It's faith. It's faith. The difference between faith and foolishness, the line is very thin. Sitting in that house that the accommodation, the rent is killing you and saying, I believe God. I believe God. You need faith for all that things. You can't be believing God for house rent every year. Some church people are owing house rent 2 years, 3 years. What do you want to preach to the landlord? That house is above you. Step down. Step down. Because you step down doesn't mean you won't come back. Sometimes in life you have to step back to gather momentum in order to come back forcefully. You step down. You step down. If your rent has finished, take advantage of renegotiation. No good landlord wants to lose a good tenant. You that they know is better than the one they don't know. So go there and renegotiate. You have favor. They will give you the discount. Glory to God. Are we learning anything this morning? Faith for finances. Wives can come together and buy a cow and share. Wives can come together and buy a truck of yam and share. We do that. It saves us money. And then you take the money and put somewhere else. Anytime you cut costs, it allows you room to have extras to use for something else. Glory to God. Some of us have subscriptions that are not needed. You have Netflix subscription. You have, you know them. If they are very important to you, go and renegotiate or look for another class that has the basics for what you need. For some of us, my biggest TV program is WWE and channels. It don't finish. If I ever go to that TV, it's World Wrestling and channels. Why am I collecting 50, 100 channels and paying for them? Are we getting what we are saying? The wisdom. The Bible says the master of miracles, the one who never lacks miracles, the God of abundance, the one that his presence is abundance. After he finished feeding the 5,000, says, gather the crumbs. Make sure nothing is wasted. God hates waste. Write it in capital letter. God hates waste. God hates waste. School fees. Now, I must confess that there are certain schools that are better than other schools. But you don't kill yourself so your children can be in a particular school. Where you are right now, let your children be in a school that your faith can carry. Your faith can carry. Every time you go around begging for school fees, you are losing honor. But if you take your children to a school that you can afford and you sit with God and say, look, this is what I can afford. I want your extra on my children. And then look for an extra lesson teacher. They will still come out well. Haven't you noticed the way the world is right now? Were we not here when somebody came from one school called Otuoke somewhere and became our president? Was that a... Don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. Faith grows. And as your faith grows, you are able to use it for more. There was a time all our faith could carry was 10 naira. Then it moved to 1,000. It moved to 20,000. Now we can use our faith to move millions. But we didn't start there. When we come to church and pastors are preaching and you are hearing testimony, we are not all at the same level. Don't kill yourself. Faith grows. Just start using it, but don't say, I must be there. You will die. You will die. Tell your neighbor, don't die early. Don't die early. In cutting cost, drop pride. Drop pride. You are not in competition with anybody. You are not in competition with anybody. I have told myself the truth. I know what many of my friends are earning. There is no competition. I will be coming jejeli. I want to be able to lie down and sleep quick. Lie down and sleep quick. Lie down and sleep quick. Jejeli. The pressure of the world is plenty. I don't want to add extra. I want to. Praise the Lord. Now, borrowing. Online borrowing apps. Credit cards is coming here and is putting our people into debt. So in this time, decide to pay cash more than using cards. Anytime you use card, you don't feel like the money is leaving you. And so what the enemy does is he blinds you. You don't know that it's your money that is going. It's a card. You just give them card. Fia! They swipe. You won't even feel like you spend anything, but it's money that is going. When it's cash in your pocket, when you out, virtue is leaving you, so you are careful. Virtue is leaving you, so you are careful. Oh boy, see time. Pay off your debt. Make a shopping list. Avoid impulse buying. Impulse buying. Find a way to save on utility costs. NEPA bills, there are ways you can save. LED bulbs are cheaper, not to buy, but on the long run, than our normal incandescent bulbs. These days we have inverter appliances. They take less of electricity. All of this is wisdom from above. Wisdom from above. You can do something in your house and your NEPA bill will come down from 10,000 to 7,000. You have saved 3,000. That 3,000 can go into a saving, and then after some months it can go into buying something small. Utility bills. Find a way to cut down. We used to insult those who were living in UK and the rest that if you leave a room, they'll say, off the light. We too, we are there now. All this living of light on, living of air condition on, and you are not in the room. You are piling bills. You are piling bills. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, I guess you get the idea there. Let me jump to the next one. Walk. We pray. We fast. We speak, we confess, but we must walk. We pray, we fast, we speak faith, but we must walk. In 2 Thessalonians 3:10, the Bible says, for even when we were with you, we gave you this rule. We gave you this rule. Tell your neighbor, there is a rule. If a man will not walk, he shall not eat. If a man will not walk, he shall not eat. Proverbs 12:11. He who walks his land. He who walks his land. That means he's walking the land and continues to walk the land. He who walks his land will have abundant food. But he who chases fantasies lack judgment. NIV. This one says it has no sense. I didn't want to use this one because some people will not greet me after service. Tell your neighbor, walk. Look for a service you can render. Ask God for a good that you can exchange. Everybody must walk. God walks. Jesus walked. We must walk. Walk is a blessing, not a curse. In fact, because of time, I didn't want to read. He said, we heard that some of you are idle and you are going about busybody, putting your nose in everybody's trouble. Please settle down and walk so that you can have for yourself and have for some for others. Tell your neighbor, let's walk. And in Nigeria, we have an attitude towards walk. God gave you a walk and they saw you and said, where are you walking? You say, no, I'm just managing somewhere. That kind of sentiments and mindset will not allow God to bless you. There is no work that is managing. The scripture says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all of your heart. It is faithful in the little that takes you to faithful in the big. And he who is not faithful in another man's is not qualified to have his own. Whatever work you have now, if the salary is 4,000, be faithful. When you are faithful, God now moves you. And if you are working for somebody, work for the person as if you are working for yourself. That is faith for finances. That is faith for finances. We must work. Render a service. Ask God to show you some goods that you can engage. Go and sit down. Take an inventory of the gift that God has given to you. Some of you, if you cook, people must get to the bottom of the plate. And you are sitting there. You don't want to cook. There is a guy in this church. If that guy cooks, all of us will line up. But he says he doesn't like cooking. And he doesn't have money. God did not create any human being without nothing. Everybody has something that God gave to them to use to survive. Some of you can talk. How is Obina eating now? Every time we give him a microphone, we have to beg him. If they are giving other people 5 minutes, they know his own is 2 minutes. But he will still find a way and bring proverbs from everywhere and still make it up to 5 minutes. That talk is taking him around the place. Every human being is gifted with something. Find your own, engage it as a work. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Work. Young people, hear me. Hear me. Lamentations 3:27 says it is vital for a young person to bear their own body now. Anytime you see an old man who is supposed to be resting at home suffering, is because they wasted their youth. God is not a wicked God. So this is the time you have energy now. Walk. Drop pride. Walk. Walk any work that is legitimate and godly. Walk. God is the blesser. Because he's the one that commanded walk, he is the one that dictates the pay. Let me tell you the truth. If you are faithful with your work, and your employer does not bless you in commensurate with your hard work, God will bring a donkey from somewhere to come and pay you. Because he supervises his law. It's his principle. Sometimes where you are working, they may not even have the capacity to pay you commensurate with what you are giving. You just be faithful. The owner of the law owns the whole earth. He will bring reward from anywhere and give to you. So let's work. Let's walk. We walk. We walk. Walk. You know, there's one of our pastors right now that we are so proud of. One of our pastors in Family Worship Center. This young man was sitting at the gate here and doing security work. One name. That guy was doing a PhD. Was doing a PhD, but was not ashamed to be a security man here. And when we started calling for people to be trained, by the time this guy brought his CV, some of us started hiding. I have a master's that has been inconclusive for 12 years. This guy is doing a PhD. Nothing is beneath you. There is dignity in labor. Nothing. There's a big man in this church, very big man and very generous. One day I discovered that he sells beans. Beans. I say, wow. I say, wow. And some of us, now NYSC, we just finish you. NYSC. You think you are a big man, NYSC. You have tried, though, but you have not started, though. No, let us agree. You have tried to pass through Nigerian University and graduate. You have really tried. But now start, you won't begin start soon. Tell your neighbor, no pride.
No pride.
Praise the Lord. Have you been blessed this morning? Faith for finances. And as we close, our time is up. While you are doing all of these things, your mouth must be speaking. Listen carefully. Money is in God's creation, and therefore money has ears. It is known that a lot of prophets and men of God have abused it. But because somebody is abusing something doesn't mean it is not real. You have the right to speak to money. You have the right to call money. And when you call money, I'll tell you in a few ways that God will answer. For example, you have a skill and you begin to call money. What can happen is that they can call you somewhere to come and tender for a job. That is answer. I'm not talking about alert hitting your phone from somewhere that you don't. That's not the one I'm saying. My theology, I don't have answers for that yet. When I get the answer, I'll preach it. But what I'm saying is that if you call money, an uncle can remember you. If you call money, a place you submitted a proposal many days, many years, many months ago that you forgot suddenly can remember you. So we speak to money. And then you speak to yourself. I am a wise money manager. I have capacity to grow money. I use money wisely. Money is my servant, not my master. You speak. And the more you speak those things faithfully, the more God will respond. And finally, remember this one. You are a child of God. Worship team led us in singing that. You are a child of God. While we were preparing this sermon, one pastor said something in our preparation class. We're about to close. He just casually said, and if you know that you are a child of God, live like a child of God. He said, the son of the proprietor of a school has no business with school fees increasing. Has it sunk in? If your father or your mother, is mommy here? Is mommy Bill back here? He's not here today. If mommy Bill back is your mother, does it bother you how much is going? Does it bother you? Stand on your feet. We will do all of these things, but never you forget that you are a child of God. And if you are a child of God, put your ears close to your father's mouth. Put your ear close to your father's mouth. Put your ears close to your father's mouth. Don't be proud. Put your ears close to your father's mouth. Don't be proud. Be wise. Wisdom is cutting costs. Wisdom is using things well. God does not want us to be servants to rulers. The Bible says the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. God doesn't want us to be servants in that sense. But these are the wisdom that we need. There is somebody here, just by adjusting a few, you will discover that in December you have saved 1 million. Just by adjusting, you have saved. Let's pray for ourselves. Thank God for what you've received. Ask for grace to go and be a doer. Faith for finances. I was young, now I am old. I have never seen the righteous beg for bread. I lay hold of every wisdom. I will hear God. I will cut cost. I will walk. I will walk diligently. I will walk smartly. God blessed you, boom. You thought the thing was going to be sustained. You have gone and bought a big car. And the big car is trying to kill you. Go back and trade it and get something smaller. When you stabilize, you buy another big car. But to say, now me and this car go die. You go really die. Glory to God. Thank God. Are you not happy that we can laugh in His presence? The Bible says God sits in heaven and laughs. Let's praise Him. You may please be seated. You may please be seated. You may please be seated.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.